We're in the middle of the sugya of sakana. First time we went through the idea of giloy, sakana get the fish, whether fish are meat, fish and cheese, or water after fish. The idea of sakana, we're over there with tzaras, and the reachrad of acher. Second kabura is what the oilim was fish for, lachshash pepi abrius. Third kabura now is going to be the sugya that's the clear brisa. A gemara needed after zayin and malalach, said b'shim and lichoy, we got five things that was chayiv, b'nashay, b'dome, b'roishoy. I mean, you have to realize that there are certain things that are the brias and the tzvast of acher, how mice is brought down. Over here, this thing over here is mice is not brought down, shokhlar. The club, right? And it's chayiv, b'nashay, b'dome, b'roishoy. And therefore, in this category, based upon the Shmitz, Gof, and Nefesh, in his Mavay, in his Akdama, he says, yeah, over, we do these things, six separate Yisurim Daraisa. You're even the Issa like some Dabim Bebesecho. You're even the Issa like some Adam Re'echo. You're even the Issa of Shmatim Oid as Nafshe Seichem. A fourth Issa of Shom Lecho of Shmo Nafshecho. A fifth Issa of Loya Lecho Dabim. And a sixth Issa of Pasuk in Noyach Vesetim Chol Nafshe Seichem Edrosh. Now those Pesukim are Be'ikah discussing the idea of Dam or Hezek or danger to person's physical. But again, the Shmitz Kofa Nefer says, based upon numerous Makaris, who didn't get in Yonle Seguloi, who said, Mitzchai ben Nafsoi, B'dan B'roishoi, you're even the six Isum Dereis over here. Now, the source again, the Gemara Nido, it's brought down over there, Shimon Dechai says five things. What are the five? The first Gemara counts Shum Kolov, Beitza Kolov, Beitza Klufa, a garlic over there that's peeled, or onion that's peeled, or an egg mice is peeled, that was left overnight. The second case over there is when you have mashkin that is diluted over there, that avalo alaylo. A third case over there is when a person sleeps in a base like chorus. A fourth case over there is when a person cuts his nails, throws it into rishus rafim. The fifth case is when a person does a bloodletting and afterwards a tashma shamito. Those are five things. Now, what's the double loshon mischai ben nafshoy v'dam b'roishoy? Rashi explains that number one, Mishai ben Nafshoi, he's goyim his own death, his own misa, responsible for his own life over here. And number two is also, not his own death, but also Mishai ben Roshoi, he's responsible for what he did. Responsible. What does Rashi mean? Again, the double things over here. The Mashal among the Achronim, what does even Rashi mean? Machlokes Mashal, where's the Aruch in there? Mashal says basically the thing over here, the two ideas, one responsible for his life, the second thing is responsible for your life. That's a double idea over here. The Rebbe Aruch Ner explained to Shan Rashi, I'm responsible for my own death, and I'm Mishai Ben Nafshoi, Dom Ben Roshoi, for my own death. I'm Chai Misa for killing myself. So the Dom Ben Roshoi means I'm responsible for myself, not responsible for somebody else, for my Shoh. I'm responsible for killing myself over here, a double lotion. Ma'ab Atzmele Das, my sense, it's a terrible thing. To start with this Divya Yatsev and Tshuva, the Kleuzenberger, he writes, that today he's writing in the 1970s, gave a shmooze about it. A lot of strange deaths, a lot of accidents that happen, there's a lot of weird sicknesses going on. And he writes borrowly to clear why it's happening for. These Rachmon found the different things, but people are not nozer about things that are ruachro. People are not careful about these ideas over here. And then he said that's why people get a machli doors, that don't have a refu over here. His words are baruch Hashemish. People have eggs left overnight, and they eat it over here. That's what's causing over here. It goes on what we write and say, maybe somebody else, this, the other. He says, chlor, the ruach chlor, eggs left overnight. This is why we have these different machlas that mamash we can take care of. And this is what nichol get dover b'roishoy, yigav getel over here. Rav Shtomach, when he brings down this Dereyatsev and the Tuvchal Yabiyah, Zobosh, bring it down. They bring down this, again this concept, quoting him, and say, the chol pachas, b'lag v'oimer, the David Shimanichoi, surely we've been doctoring upon this in over here, because at least the Yom Lulo, when he said these clippers come to the world over here, there's Ruach over here, still be doctoring upon it. I said, Samush boy, people are very lax upon this in the end over here. Again, it's interesting, this is the case, it's not brought down on Shulchan Aruch over here. Again, the Amos says, you have to be sure about all these things. If you look at the Noisa Kemah, bring down numerous Gemaras, whether it's the Aruch HaShulchan, whether it's Pri Chodosh, whether it's Kabbalah Chaim, on the Simon over here, they bring down. Well, the first case they bring down, the Gemara needed after Yad Zayin. Now, there is an Oro, not only is not put down the Machaber, Maisa is not put down, not in the Rif, not in the Rambam, not in the Torah. So, as Machaber, it's not in the Ramah, it's not in the Chokhmah Zodom. Pesachat Shuvah is not shy, he doesn't bring it down either over here. Kishchan Aruch, Maisa is not bringing it down. And therefore, there's a time that maybe the Rashbi, this Gemara over here, so Moshe Shuvah, maybe the Das Yochid, maybe not the Paschal like it. Why they point out why the Rambam left it out? Kedarkoi, things are ruach ro, shtana tevo, not negev as man is there, not to worry about over here. So this is a time maybe to leave it out. Again, they point out, the Muram in Rutenberg, this point out the Gosh Mordechai, in the wilderness of your Shabbos, this causes when you have a beitzah with Isis upon it, gets involved, can the kid eat it or not, inside the sugil of Mechiko. In fact, over there, Muram, brought down the Gosh Mordechai, I eat the beitzah that you peeled, and you have Isis upon the beitzah over here. I have a bayam, inside the sugil of Sakono. So come along the Muram, brought down the Gosh Mordechai, maybe, since Lashirach ben Anenu, the idea of Sakono. Maybe things change over here. So Raya, maybe things changed. He goes on saying a secondary since Aesius have kissed the Kratos that's on top of the egg, it protects it. But then you see that concept already, they were not chesh ruach ra, maybe things changed. There's a makar of this Indian black right in the Maram Rutenberg. And therefore there is a Yad Meir, Yad Chonoich, a big zan, not to worry about this man as a void, not to make him a chod, those who have eggs overnight to eat it, says if chetzedek, dine weiss and shuva, don't make him a chol. How will the mice be ik among the swarm and the paiskim? They bring down yes to machmer, yes to medaktik. They point out that Rebbe has a list of brises that they quote over. So over there, it's brought down, then the mispah gimel goes through all the threes over there, the Eastern Bays. He counts his halach over there. The person being very medaktik upon this Indian, brought down by the cowboy. Tasteless, we'll get to later on. He says very clear to me, medaktik upon him, this man is there. They get having garlic left overnight. You get to what to go do on Yontif, to make it on Yontif or the day before. And then with the smack, the Archot Chaim, the mice, they bring it down. And then with the Chavetz Chaim on Lukutei Lochus, he has a piercing more needed after Yud Zayin. Over there he says, I don't find in the Rambam, why it's not there? He goes a further, Bevadai Sarach Lizorbehem. Chavetz Chaim says, right, not the Rambam. But still be very, very careful about this in over here. And then with Kedua, it's brought down by Numus Kedolim and Achronim from the Shlo. To be chodesh on our simin over here, lacham polim on our simin, the beislach mihudin on our simin, the chidol amayis to bring it down, the graz, the beis shloimer, the rachas shulchan. The mashamah's words are e efshel hakol b'shashchak sakono mischayif benafsh over here to black white gemara. The benishchayin vadiv from medaktik upon it. So the hakol amayis are we are medaktik again. The army kurish those who try to mlamet schus or defend or say nishar teva. At the end of the day, the amayis we are machmer. Now that how far to be machmer. What about B'diavad? That means if it's Chachum in the gate to Tax, Amito, he brought down Machloikis, the Shvos Yaakov versus the Goyin, what's Loch in the gate of B'diavad? It sounds like he wants to be Mekel. Mice over here, what about the Loch of B'diavad? Says the Chidor, Mishai B'nafshoi, Dome B'roishoi. Not the Stam in over here, it's very clear Losh over here. Therefore, the Swam B'ikon say, also, even B'diavad, we have no Makar to be Mekel to be Machmer. The Holy Mitzchus is not brought down. Otherwise, once it's brought down, those are Machmer to be Machmer fully. So first, that's the loch of the Elam is medactic. And the Yeshiva certainly, and even the Elam who knows, are medactic. First call, first you say, what is the getter of when to be medactic on these cases over here, on these five things? So it was in Shuvah Nechalechel, says, Yisayv Mechaznish, what state, yeah, the Shina Koldu, if it changes a drop what it says on the page, that's not Nichol what it says. But Moshe Shuvah says the same thing, if it's a Shina Ksas, not a problem. So Mazama says the same thing, because I'm unfortunately Gemara and Mice, it's Mutter. So your first call is, for state yo, and more than that, not. The second shiloh is, the get over here is when you have eggs and garlic and onions overnight. What is overnight? Overnight means from tzeis, nighttime. Does it mean from alois? Does it mean the whole entire night? What's the get of Lina Slilo? So Betzim, we had the same question, Lina Sugin Kuf Gimel, the get in Lais and Tamil of Gam. Over there, we paskins me'esel ace, but Rashi and Tosfos says it's linas lilo. Over there, we discussed it mean the beginning of the night, the end of the night, the whole entire night. Coming with from them, they compare the two sugyas. The Riyatsa and the say the same question over here and over there. What's together? The Riyatsa says the lotion is overnight, sounds like the whole entire night. That means you peel the egg, let's say, tonight at 10 o'clock. No problem, it's not the whole entire night. Not shy over here. Nivushai Deblitsky, Chaim Knievsky, the come along say together is the whole entire night. Let's get true, it goes this way. I tell the Sheni, there'll be only one time, no? You have any right to it, or Stromoch, then one time, no, the get is the end of the night. Alois, the end of the night. No one says the beginning of the night, no one says Shkio, it says. Either I see it's the end of the night, or most of them say the whole entire night. So that's the second Yisoid. Third Yisoid is, the other one saying that when things are covered, it's not a problem. Is there a head to being covered? So Gemara goes on saying this thing, the case over here, that garlic is peeled. Gemara says, "Va'afa gav dem monche b'silto," even though it's inside the box, "mitzay v'chasime," it's sealed and signed, still ruachah shoralem. The Gemara says, in the box of mice, does not help. There's no head inside a can over here. There's no head over here. And therefore, it's brought down by the paiskim, the shloah, and the grass, and the others, before she Gemara this way. Now, there are those who want taino. The Gemara is yuchad by the case of garlic, and by the case of onions. And mice, not by the case of eggs. Depends on you read the Gemara. But the eggs, it might be a heter. The tshuva, kiva, yosef that way, it was a farm that way. But ikhnas, what I'm saying, you read the Gemara, and the Rishon and paiskim are not machalic. They say there's no heter, and things are covered. There is no heter. So pashas is, there is no chil to machalic. The gam that those who have a nochet sif, they give yuchad to eggs, maybe there is a heter. The fourth point, the Gemara goes on saying further, "Vloy amon eladin loy shayba ikun vikli pasan." The whole time is only when you peel it completely, when there's no root left behind, no cyrus left behind, there's no peel left behind. However, let's say you peel the garlic and part of the peel is there, part of the onion, the peel is there, the egg, the peel is there, or the root is over there, the shayish over there, not a problem. And again, the maestro place can bring that down. Now, the question is, how do you apply it practically? So first of all, you go to the stores now with Padas Ashkocho or Fadis Ashkocho, they sell peeled garlic. So what they're doing is, they're leaving the root at the end on. The little thing is still supposed to be on. Come on, always on. Sometimes it's maybe it drops on. They, most of it comes off. What they're doing over there, they're not peeling the, they're peeling the whole thing from the peel, but the ending over there, the mice on the root over there, is still attached. Now you start discussing how much of the peel has to be there. How much the shorish have to be there? How much the cyrus have to be there? So the words of the grass is ma'at, a little bit. The words of the Taras Chaim, the Ben Ishchai, is ma'at. Yubi'a'im is ma'at. What does ma'at mean? So the way how the Rabbi Simcha Banu Kohen, the Sefer, the article, it brings down even a minuscule part. A minuscule is a drop. So the Baisa, that means the amount of air, once it has been peeled completely, as long as not completely, that's what these garlics have been done over here. Again, sometimes it's very clear, you see over there, sometimes there's a drop there. Maisa, it's not totally separated from the thing that was around it. The maisa, it's motor. That's not a shayla. The Gemara is very clear, once you leave something behind, does not give a shear to it. Once not give a shear, the Gemara says it has to be peeled. If it's not peeled, it's not peeled completely, the maisa, it's motor. A fifth klal.
What about the eggs? They buy these eggs on Pesach and they sell them in like a carton of milk and it's already cracked and...
Well, we'll get to maybe what you're saying, but I'm not sure what you're saying. We'll get to.
There's a piece of garlic in that container has the one that has the root snapped off.
Right.
There would be a problem for you to ask for something.
So maybe we'll get to the fifth question over here. Fifth Shiloh. Is the Kamal of Moshe Tshuva, Yodei Chalakim, when he says in those days they used to make food and eat food. Today we have something called commercially made products, and they make it, they store it, they put in special ingredients, they slow over it. It's made to last, stay for a couple of days, till you sell it. Come along with Moshe wants to mechadish and say this whole time is in the Gemara. Make eggs for yourself, the garlic for yourself, onions for yourself. Things to be sold is not nichol in the Chazal asked over here. It's made to be stayed around, to stuck around, to peel and to be used later on. That's not nichol in the Isra over here.
It's not a burger.
This is the Moshe and Shuya Hidayah Chalakimel Simachov.
Klausenberger said that's what all the machalas are going on.
I don't know, maybe he's made a case. He said a case is eggs over there, maybe his personal own house. Nothing to do with, not a stereo to Klausenberger. Not a stereo. His study is something that's made commercially, to be sold, to be stayed around, is not nichol what the Gemara asks over here. Babelsky, when he writes about it, he said, the Maisa, that's what the Oyu does. The Oyu is heter on his onion powder and the garlic powder, Kedem will get to, now that's what's going on. He said, what's the heter? How can people sell these powders over here? What's the heter? No, it's without that. Moshe says, anything made to be sold, that's not made to be eaten today, made to be sold, to be, stay around, that's not nichol is over here. A heter. And again, the OU goes this way. If I know the other Ashkochos did not go this way, but the OU Moshe does go this way. Now, I'm not sure Klein, Mishnah Lok said, Shuvah Ba'at, Tevodavu, Pelo, really should be studied, who is the Makar for that. Rech Sehuda says, Ein Lahokal. And the other scholars disagree with Rav Moshe. Again, but the Oyu Lamaisa is going to be ikku with this mahalach. We'll get to these cases. A sixth point is that, what about when it really has this problem of Ruach Hua? Do you have an Eitzah of washing it off? That means, for example, you have Ruach Hua in the morning. What do? You wash it off. And that's when we discussed yesterday, Taksa Mito, is washing off three times health. The Mishnah bring down maybe washing a few times help. Some even bring down your food of inside a suitcase, put all the suitcase inside the mikveh we discussed yesterday. There's no ideas out there. Those want to argue where it's coming from. Meister Malbin discussing an hour ago, you have this ruachah upon it. You want Tani cannot compare one ruachah by Tilas Naim to ruachah over here. It says in Malbim in Simon Dalit, where it says in Tilas Naim, it does not apply to the sugar of ruachah by the case of eggs and onion gall, cannot wash off, does not help. The Yatsev writes that way also in Shuvah. The Bus goes this way, and Mikhtas from say it does not help washing off by our case, Mishchai ben Afshay, Vodam and Beroshay. A seventh point. We learn the sugar in Simon Kovay is Dovish Shlamatirim. Over there, the Gemara has a case of a beit cell of an egg. Stuff goes nailed in Yontif or on Shabbos. The loch is a gam usually stuffed up on the kula. But since the gate to Dovjish Lamatirim, what eat today be Issa, eat today more better, we can come home to Machmer. Since the Gemara, another case, let's say, is a beit cell nailed on Yontif, it's Arab with 100. The loch is usually should be a case of bittle. Here, since you can eat it tomorrow, Dovjish Lamatirim, I feel like elfly bottle. So let's say a person peeled an egg, got mixed in with other eggs. And now he's saying it's a case of W. Shlomatirim. Do you come along and say over here, what? Eat tomorrow? Tomorrow what? It's going to be a sakono. So the whole time you say this is why to eat tomorrow beheter, and why eat today beheter, tomorrow I can't eat it. Now they get involved in a case of bittle. So let's say it is a case of bittle. Mice says it's sakono tomorrow. Case of 20, why should we make over here and eat tomorrow? What? So first of all, the question, Machlei Tazen Shach, if there is a bittle tomorrow. And let's say the number is, let's say, 1 times 30. And there is no bittle. So maybe you don't have the heta of W. Maybe you don't have the chum of W. Shlomatirim. So my real disc and Maisi discussed this in Maisi Vadi, right? Today, if you peel the egg, it's mixed inside. You won't have the chum of W. Shlomatirim to eat it on Shabbos or on Yontif. The Ochaz Chaim, the Kavach Chaim, Shlom Zalman, the Yashko this way. Asar Hashem, they want Taino. That true, you have a soil over here to be make on W. Shlomatirim. But Maisi, again, you have to realize it's not brought down by the Rift of Rambam. That put down on the Chab D'Amor. So your chumum is maybe they kulo. Betzim should not eat it today. Betzim is a problem. Wait till tomorrow with mutl kulo yamo. Yes, there are those who are machmer comes chaim says to be machmer. But his chumro, you have no right to be makel that according to the Rifle Rambam, wait till tomorrow. And therefore, come along the Dakachuva brings down the Masham, says, my sister be machmer over here. The argument back obviously is, but no one's going to eat it tomorrow, so I feel safe. So I'm losing out. The Chor, if you learn the Sigya, Dovish Matim Sumikov Beis over there, the Chor really depends. What is the site to be Machmer by Dovish Matim on the pages of the Taz, the Shafi, the Machlokes, Rashi, and the Ran? If he says the coin to Rashi, he said the Pax, the Anya, he said over here, why eat it better? Because the eyes in the time, I'm not going to eat it tomorrow, I'm going to lose that over there tomorrow. They have a mice, let me eat it today. Maybe they said out to Iran, because the whole time he said that the Dovish Matim is a mice to come along to be Machmer, kids heter beheter. Why is the heter beheter? Today is heter. The food is mim and mino in heter beheter, or one thing. Maisa, when today is also and tomorrow is, when is issue in the heter over here, comes out to be min shloim and mino. But according to the Rif the Rambam, it's not true. It's heter beheter. It's mim and mino. So according to the Rif the Rambam, it is mim and mino. Mim and mino, I feel bad for a bottle. We extrapolate from Yehuda over here. So what we look at a nice chap, they discuss the sugya in Dov Yishlam
Atirim. Don't
need to peel it. Oh, we're talking about when you peel the egg. We don't peel, I'm asking. In another case, take practically, they get to, let's say, a mokum mitzvah, lel shemurim. They take two cases of mokum mitzvah, practically. Person makes erev tashilim, the nog is we use the egg. Person, let's say, he had the egg peeled, they use it as erev tashilim. Come Shabbos, the mitzvah to go eat on Shabbos, the erev tashilim. If you use an egg that was peeled already, that went from Friday to Shabbos, for erev tashilim, and therefore you have a heter al shem mitzvah loydev davara, or they discuss another case lel shemurim. People will keep 2 days Pesach for some odd reason, and they come along and they have the kara peeled egg over there. Using the same peeled egg for the next day, was by yamatan sugiyos sakono. Is a heter of lel shemurim or shem mitzvah loydev davara to protect yourself the sugiy ruachra? The newest achrim discussed the question whether Epstein wants to be makel, Nashi Klein wants to be makel, or his friend Meisel wants to be makel. Tashin, others want to say at the end of the day, tell the Asher, Meisel's Ruach Ra. We gain the say to be makel there, Kodashani and others. Meisel, what?
Does it ruin there?
Oh, that's an interesting question. The Meisel, if you have it overnight from the first day, second day cooking, I think you can serve upon the bread over here, or maybe you can serve upon the makilim over here. It's an interesting shayla. Now, you think about it for a second. People might have all the time a toss salad. A toss salad has inside of it tomatoes and cucumbers and lettuce and has onions. Can you have a toss salad that you save for the next day inside the onions are inside, it's left overnight? Now, the onions, maize, are not sealed inside something. There's no klipa, no sharish, hopefully inside your onions, inside your salad over here, your toss salad. What is the maize, your heter, to have these things over here? So there's a nochi aside, a mixture, a teruvos. That means the mekorah coming from is a smack. Smack is causing that people had a shiloh of having garlic that was peeled and having it Shabbos morning. They're crushed, peeled garlic Shabbos morning. The smack brings down those who machmen not to have it. Yesh. Second thing he says, Yesh would have it, quite as a mixture inside of it, lechem with garlic. There's a mixture. They bring down Yesh, what would do, they put the klipa of the shuman inside with the garlic. There was garlic, klipa inside. The middle thing he said over, those who might as well make it. Why? Because they made sure when they made the crushed garlic Shabbos morning, had lechem mixed inside. I'm not sure that the other two are coming to argue. Maybe that's just the Metzius. Those who are mekel could have a mixture over here, a mixture of lechem with garlic. We're talking about the Achaz Chaim and others. Build upon this, come along the bake among the Achaim, Maloch, Lamaisa. Any mixture is not a problem. Any mixture. The Zivchei Tzedek, we'll get to that and find what a mixture is. The Zivchei Tzedek goes this way, the Beit Shlomo, the Ben Ishchai. The Chaznis, Shlomo Zalman, the Sliezer, Yaimer, might come along the place and say, at the end of the day, the Malachim say, if it's a mixture, that's not what it is. Now the question is, what's the mixture? What defines the mixture? How much? Putting in a little bit of salt, that's a mixture. Putting a little bit of shaman, the mice, that's a get of a mixture over here. Is that enough? So first, El Chanami, the idea of salt and oil is brought down, away from the time of the Mahogim, the Torah's Chaim. The Vyatsev, Yaskal Abde, the Ikn is from again, what we make it with salt and oil, that's enough. I mean, not just bread inside the case over here with garlic, but even the salt and oil as a spice over here. Come on, Dine Fisher and the Vyashiv and Yabir Omer and Chakvieski, Shevgosi, the Meister, the Mekel. Now, what? Oh, now the question over here is, what does that mean? I mean, I went from bread, food inside, to salt and oil. Now take the next shlav. Now, the others are Machm, we're going to be Ikh among the Svarim. How much of a salt or oil has to be inside? What's the shiur over here? So Shtrumach and Shuvin Chelik Gimel Chelik Dald, you first want to tie in, you need 2%. 2%. Why 2%? Because that's not Baltimore Shishim, right? Because Shishim is 1.67 something, right? So my seller, it's you need 2% of salt and oil. Others come along and say, once you go in the idea over here, Namitan Sugar Bittel, come along with Chodashoni and Shev Kasi, they come along and says, once you migrate, she sends it. Somebody salt a vila time, if you have an elf bottle. I mean, you put salt on top of your eggs over here. That doesn't say it's crushed. Mice, you sense it. You see the oil. You see the shemen over here. The way how Dine Fisher goes, it says, yes, it turned into a case of a tafshal. That means first it was eggs. Now it's egg salad. You change what it is over here. The Vyatsev says, also, you make it a shem levia. Went from egg to an egg salad over here. Went from onions to a toast salad over here. You change what it is, what the most over here is. Rosh Tomek also, another Truman later on, Chelik Dal, he wants to tell him maybe to get over here, Dafka, call it something else over here. But the different ideas, where the Olim seems to say over, is that Echanami, once you have something that you sense, you see, and you feel, you taste it over there, that's called a mixture. You have an egg salad, you have things that you taste the salt, taste the sugar, again, 2% lav Dafka. But again, your margish over there seems to be the get of Nichli Gitta of Teruvos. For example, by the bakeries, they buy cartons of ready cracked eggs. There are real eggs inside a carton. Go to the bakery over here, you'll see in the garbage over there, there's containers over there that came from real eggs. Now, it says on the container, loich shashlino. It says no problem. It says no problem. Right, the question is, how are they doing that? So, but it's here in the garbage, there are two of them. There's the blue containers and the red containers. What's blue and what's red over there? So, one it has salt inside, and one has sugar inside. Depends what they're making with the thing. Making cakes and stuff like that, it's eggs with the sugar inside. And if making things that do not want the sugar, well, have salt inside. Making what the Ashkochs are doing, they're making sure the amount of salt and sugar inside, you certainly sense it, taste it. Basically, you eat those eggs over there, they put inside whatever it is, has that taste over there. And then Loch Shashlinim inside the head of Teruvos. Teruvos, again, what the exact percentages are doing, I'm not sure. Maisi, you certainly feel it, sense it, never nichelin get out Teruvos. Build upon the heter teruvos, the shadow like asking.
It wouldn't have the same DNA, or originally made for long lasting?
Oh, no, there's a Moshe's out there. Again, the Moshe will have the Hefter for that reason. Hashkachas is not like a go to Moshe. Only Oyu goes that way. Moshe has a Hefter. It's fun, so I'm not what they're doing over there. I know. I saw over here. I went to the containers. Pash, the Machlokes, but let's keep it simple, yeah. Now, there's something called Einum Sibyl, right? Eggs and onions. Now, one of the Einum Sibyl, one of the riddles that they like asking over here is when you have two things that are Ruach Ra, eggs left overnight Ruach Ra, and onions are left over Ruach Ra. You mix them together, you make a teruvos. Now, what is that? Is that double sakana? Or one sakana knocked out the other sakana?
Put it in salt.
Stop mixing eggs and onions together. Without salt, without oil, without mayonnaise, without things they put inside. Just that mixture in and of itself. What is that? So, Kamal Vavosner and Kamal Dain Fisher, and one of the reals like asking, you have two sakana can knock out each other, might some after it. Now it's a mixture, it's a new thing, because I'll just say, a mixture over here. They only said this overnight, that overnight. It's called the exiled over here. Sherekosi, Mishra Siyo, you said they want time to my son. One is in the battle of the other, sir. Atzal Sheni, the Riyatsu says, who says, so for me it's kind of a mystery, it doubles the con over here. You have onions overnight, eggs overnight. Divacham Kineski, Shulchan Levi, Piskei Shuvah, go the other way. Call your shulchan among the Sforim, an eggs and symbol, ayin and symbol. Is there a heter itzad, before we get to where the heter is coming from, is there a heter in and of itself, is a mixture of eggs and onions? It works.
Testing. I mean, it's not here.
Okay. Sure. So the machlokes among the Sforim, we'll get to later on where the heter is coming from, of putting in, like you're saying, oil and salt and mayonnaise, and those are do that on Shabbos for this reason. In other cases, you go to the store over here, he sells you a sandwich pre-made. In the sandwich, you have tuna fish, or you can have an egg sliced inside. Now, when do they make these sandwiches? Now, they're supposed to be getting them new every morning. And people are making them, they're supposed to be making it that morning. I hope so. But nice, it comes over here sometimes to ask you, the egg inside is that too, voice. Because it's sliced inside. It's because you do that too, voice, and not that too, voice. It's something inside the sandwich. You can argue the point, I hear that argument. Mice sometimes said, no, that's not too, voice. So you have to be very careful, make sure these things are also taken made that day, and you're being bought that day from the store on that day.
What about the salt?
They don't put salt inside that sandwich. They just put it, whatever they put inside is top inside very quickly.
Salad,
you're
just saying about eggs and onions.
What about okay. Fine, that's first, the close. These are called macaulayas. Now to go through each case over here. Here we have three cases. We have the case of shum, garlic, case of betzal, onions, and the case over here of beitzei klufa, and the peeled egg over here. Go through each one by itself now. First, to get to garlic. If you have garlic that's crushed, is that nichel in the baya, something that's overnight when you peel the garlic and you crush it? So the before Shetlesius and Shabbos, Dafkochim Aleph, also on Bay and Daf Yudalid, the being is down, they get to Yontif. On Yontif, halacha is things that are to be made Erev Yontif, do not make it on Yontif. You can make it on Yontif, make it on Yontif. Says Taishas for Oid, you cannot make garlic that's crushed on Erev Yontif because you leave it overnight in Bayah of Ruach Ra. Taishas brings down Ruach Ra, that means, no, which Rishon brings it down? Taishas says, Rosh brings it down that way. I'm showing they're being down the Bayah of Ruach Ra, garlic that's crushed over here. Therefore, you have a right to make crushed garlic on Yontif over here. If so, that leads to the obvious question, can you buy garlic powder, onion powder, Maisa, is that crushed? And what exactly are the Jews doing over here? The place I'm doing when they're selling, you go to the store, you have the Ashkach, they're selling these things that are onion powder and garlic powder. So, Nashu Klein and Shuman Chal Yubay, the Chal Tazayim, the Zavara Park, he says, great question, you're right, it's also. Also, what's that over here? Maisa, it's the color of Ruach Ruach, don't buy it over here. And they have the Yabi Omer and the Chodashani and Chaim Kvieski, the Maisa, they say, what's the heter? So I called up the Bdats on the phone. I asked myself, what's that? And told me, Maisa Tzmot over here. And the Debit Sina, where Moshe also borrowed Pachel Gimel, said, Maisa Tzmot, and the Vosner, and the Shulchan Alevi, Yan David. And they come from different avenues, why to matter it. And as far as I see, because he made Amad the Bar, is sold in every store and every place over here. Maisa, they seem to say, there's no problem. Where are they coming from? The first, the Debit Sina himself has a hard time defending the Oil Borrow Park, why they're bargaining for. He says he makes four tzirufim. The Rashi says that maybe when they're grinding it up, the garlic over here, they're grinding it with the Cyrus and the Klipa. Maybe. Second, he says, is it's not brought down Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we have to realize, not in the Torah, not in the Rambam, not in the Rambam, not brought down. Number three, Dosh Barab and Dosh, right? The little bargain over here. Shem B'Shem Hashem, all Pessies over here. Number four, it says, maybe they mix inside other things. In the garlic, it's not 100%. They point out, of the four of the things, two of them, actually, we wake up. And when it says 100% garlic, or they're mice that are peeling it, yesh lodim. And then also they point out, does it really help with garlic bits over here? Right, garlic bits are mamashar, we have a heter over here. Mice, that's his heter, these four things over here. Fine, Shem, Shem, Shem. The way how the Rav Reuben, when he gave a shir about, he says, why, mice, why garlic powder is not a problem, pom kadosh is bolakam. So I went over to him after the pom kadosh, I tell you, says, when it's crushed, mice a problem. He said, yeah, the mice case of crushed, is a case over here, that piece is over here. This is a powder. Powder, Pom Chodosh, Balakan, Sherek Kalsi, Lichas Oilam, they go, Maisa, Pom Chodosh is a new entry. Oh, will come out, by Yad, when things that are minced and bits, Maisa won't have a hatch over here. But that's Maisa second. The way how, when he writes about it, they say, oh, but since it's dried out, and turned to offer, therefore, once it's Yovesh, it's a hatch of Yovesh, you see what the hatch is. When I called them a dots, they told me that on the phone they roasted before Shkia. It's roasting, no problem, it's roasting. Rabowski says, no, here, why? Commercial, it's shell. Commercial, not shell over here. So there are five different sforas being thrown around over here. Obviously, the sforas have not been used, where they're coming from. And those mice won't answer. And then they put Hasidim, the mice are being makel. The same Amud Abayis, the Chel Gimel, he says, the mice are Mivara, I called up the Edecharedis, and I called up Rav Landau, and both of them give Ashkoch upon these things. I asked the mice, where is he had to come from? For the case of egg powder and garlic powder. Where is it coming from? She doesn't write who answered, but Yeshua, no, those one answered, it's roasted. Which really, the Benatz answered me on the phone. So what's roasted? They said, because roast is like cooked. And therefore, we'll get to the Beis Shleim, and it says something that's cooked, and get it to eggs, no problem. So once it's cooked, it's not with the more asked over here. Which you have to realize, we mentioned before, and Maram Rutemuk says, the Brotan Goyes Mordechai, was a head of an egg that have pieces on top of it. So what's the head of maybe Shtar Teva, or the Kisra Kodesh should be protecting it. That means Maram Rutemuk is saying things that are cooked. There is no head of Zerucha. So, again, then, so, but that's the saying, why it's roasted? Roasted if we get it cooked, which doesn't have head of Zerucha. So yeah, but that's first, we shine, okay. The other idea, the other place of Lando Elmais and Tabak, the mice said, the case of powder is different than the case of a crush over here. Powder is different than the case of crush. That's the same thing further. It says, we should recover that. What's the idea for that? Mice, at the end of the day, won't help for garlic bits over here or onion bits over here. Mice, so, and then the Buddha bites and they're saying, where's the Tati Mekel? He has a very hard time understanding why the enemy Mekel over here. Fine, and why we're all sort of a part of Moshe. Developing, right? Commercial. So let's go through first the points they said over here. First, he said the idea over here, something that's cooked or fried. Is there a head to such a concept? Again, there is a big shlem we'll get to and they get to eggs. They get to garlic per se. The Knei Boisim, may Bansfer, Chakdesk is a question. Yosef, the safe called, the whole safe called Kutrish Shum Betzel Beitzel. Whole safe about this topic. He said, the mice that go through the Bukharis, no sort of Machal, and then they said, Abadi Afi Machmer. Afi Machmer. Again, that's on the phone told me they roasted before the nighttime, and therefore it's mortar. Maybe they meet something else, maybe it's dried out over here. It's Yovish. Maisa, if it's kind of sounds like a bishul, it's very hard to understand what he makes. The way our boss said over again, he said the idea it's Yovish and turned to offer. What's the idea of Yovish? So maybe because it's dried out, it loses the shame of the oichel over here. If it comes to the figure of Yovish, this rice of Shimon Echai is brought on by Rebbe. Rebbe has rice called rice of Rebbe. Over the words of the Bryce of Rabbi, he says six things from the Rashbi. He writes, Shum Yovesh Kalof. He writes, garlic is dried out, that's peeled. He writes, dried out, that's peeled. That's one of the things that's Chayyab and Afshin, Dabur Roshay. Basham brings it down that way, the Sugi Adafi Zayn on the Sugi brings down this Rabbi over there, and Degal Ryan Meister brings it down. So, Al Yovesh, also hard to understand, he said over here. The Gamble, the one Sabbath, Meister Bimakel. So, again, the head to all these. Onion powder, garlic powder, I'm not going to be machmer. I have in my house all the time. I have learned my lesson, be quiet, because you might die in the bar. Mice would love for Shem, Shem, Shem. That's clear. We certainly have that after. We love for Moshe, but that's clear. We certainly have that after over there. Again, Pom Chodoshes, Ulai with the writer with regard to that, is that what the Gemara says? Ulai, maybe. No, no. So don't go home and say, I said not to have garlic. No, I just said not to have water by bed. I'll show them by. It's the only thing I said. Nothing more than that I said. It's a good question. They do discuss built upon this. What about these garlic drops? It seems to be for health reasons. People take garlic drops. Same with Rechus Yehuda brings down for carrots. They sell these garlic drops. Why? To health reasons? To be machlis, even adirabo. They grow machlis. For carrots. These garlic drops are health. So it's very dangerous over here. And Gamma goes a friend that said people in brackets tell them that the garlic drops are nothing but whatever. It's a zeya that's coming out of it. Nothing itself. Yeah, I know what that means exactly. And the way that Issa B'Omer, he says, if it's a mixture inside these garlic drops, not a problem. Which the, whoever wrote the Sefer Ma'ayin Omer says, yes, there's a mixture inside these garlic drops, alcohol. Maybe that's why it works. I don't know. But if it has a mixture inside, say it. Like. They also sell these frozen garlic cubes. Can you go buy them? I see love has nothing in the head. Right? Can you nice use it over here? So the swam are very clear. They are machmer less than the mixture inside. Therefore, by Simcha Bon Cohen, the article, he writes, the frozen garlic cubes available today are usually mixed with oil. No problem. There's a mixture inside. That means the swam come along and say, can be machmer less than the mixture is mixed? They say it's not fully garlic. There are things mixed inside. I think it mixed inside is mice, not a problem. Terry with mice and mortar. Next case. Case of onions. Onions left overnight.
Garlic. When you make garlic with soaked in oil, that's also mixture.
That, we call it a garlic dish, yeah. Pasha, yeah.
And then you cook the garlic and it's put a ton of oil.
But pashas, yeah, we'll get to maybe some say no, but yeah, pashas. Yeah.
Once you cook it,
once we cook it, I wouldn't say that. Chaim Knesset Yossi didn't say that. He said no. So.
These garlic cubes are
absorbed. It's a big thing. It's a whole. This garlic cube, you look at it, it looks different. It's not oil. It's full of stuff. It's full of, I don't know what's there. Fine. Next thing in the case of onions. Onion mice that appear left overnight. For a while, there's a company called Bodek. Mice said they were. Selling onions that were caught and they're peeled overnight. So what they're doing, I asked the owner, and he said that what they're doing, they're putting a lot of salt on top of it. The mice are very salty. He said he stopped selling it because that the people will take it out and had to leave a bad smell in their hand from the salt was on the onions. And they wouldn't, therefore, my sheriff told me he didn't sell that well. And therefore, therefore they stopped selling it. But they try to be machmer. Come and said, Moshe, no problem. Ashkoka said, Moshe, no problem. I said, Moshe. The mice, they want to be a doctor. The team want to be a doctor. Therefore, they stop selling the onions that are peeled overnight with smoke on top of it. Building upon this idea of getting the onions, first of all, they get the onion powder, is it to say, not to say, the same shell they get to garlic powder. Those mice are machmir, machmir, those make clear, make clear. Yesh, yesh. They get to these dried onions, the onion bits. Again, from Nashir Klein, the Shitosa is machmir, the case of anything that's yovish, that's rebbing the rice over here, I'm just saying to be machmir. Those mice say, the mice are to be make clear, pukhazi. Maybe Shem Shem Shem, depends how big of a pest you are. Myself, Bozen says, not a problem over here. Your image of the mice says, no problem over here. Next case, if you have onions. That's the same question. Not pumpkin dosha, I said, onion bits, onion flakes. That's the same shell. They get an onion, the mice that's cooked or fried over here. So again, I see numerous from myself want to be makel, the Bozen, the Kapachayim. They want to sign this a different entity over here. I can't hold it on Machma. Can they buy it? See a face it. Again, the safer Kuntra Shum, but Sal Bates, and Mysa, look at the Makarius, watch Machapo, this could not cook. Good child. They get the onions. What onions are we discussing over here? So in the market, we have white onions. On the market, you have these red or purple onions. Is there a different case when it's red or purple over here? So, Simcha Bonin, again, this English safe, come on, it says, there are some places where the mice are making on these red or purple onions. The mice in the footnote where they get it from, Kach Shemati Peskis Menenu. That's what I heard. I can't find out once Peskis Menenu who said that. Only thing I see those who say not to say that. Don't know who these people are. The mice is some place out there, Menenu. And the mice are the fastest from onions on mice onions, onions. That leads to the next case, scallions. I think part of the Baruch of scallions is in Hebrew it's called Betzal Yerok. Like the psal adom, psal sagol, psal yor. So it's green onions. So what's a lot of green onions? Onions and mice are onions. Mice Americans, we call it scallions over here. So what exactly are scallions? They're bayam where they are left overnight. Now, part of the question over here is that we know about the scallions, the white on top, white bulb, and there's a green on bottom. So if you peel and leave it overnight, peel what on the green that left overnight to where? What exactly is happening over here? Maisa is a question, according to Maisa Ish, is the chaznish, the Maisa is Michael. It's not, because I'll ask onions, you have no onions. Scallions are onions over here, of the Yashas, no problem, of us, no problem, which I'm crossing. Atzad Hashemi, if you, if the chaznish, the Maisa is Michael, Maisa Ish, who should be Michael? The Chodeshani and Chaim Kinevsky. Maisa, both of them are Machmer. Both of Machmer. They ask him, I, the chaznish, said to Maisa Michael. He said, yeah, really? Why? Who? Didn't know about this chaznish, I was like. Chodeshani also obviously did not know about this chaznish. Then until also, if you want, the pasuk after the chai so single bottle mice is machmer. So mice we have over here that the article mice is the machmer case of scallions, and those mice will all be mekel. Now it could be maybe there is no machlekes. Maybe you have to wait. What's going on over here? Again, the white mekel we're not really killing anything. But that, again, there are two parts over here. There's the white and the green. Same for cassius and the conscious shum the tzal base the wataino. The only reason why people be machmer is on the white part, not the green. The white you can peel, and the white you come to Asar, that's a machlokes over here, maybe among the sort. Otherwise, we're discussing peeling anything to get to the green part of the bottom. Now, the steam of the reading of these 10 different sides, 5 on this side, 5 on that side, and that will be machalic. It could be each one discussing the white, one discussing the green, there is no machlokes over here. I'm not clear. Again, so when we get to these, again, scallions, what the look is, yesh lotan. The Gemara says to be peeled on you. Where's being peeled over there? Where on the green is being peeled? Now the different parts of the green. The top part you can peel, right? And the bottom part. There's the white, the stem, and the long stem. So maybe it means the middle part, the peeling. You might say, everyone knows how to spoil it, you peel the top part, those bugs. You can't just wash the top part. You have to peel the middle part. Maybe it means the middle part. I'm not sure where the argument is, what the mechlekes is, where they're coming from. Which could really lead to the next case. What about a garlic, not garlic, smelling the radish that's peeled? Is it exactly a machma the radish that's peeled? So the Issa Chodeshani, he said with more asses things that are garlic or onions that are peeled, means anything that's charif. Anything charif. He says, chazeres ut snoy. Like crane and snoy, the radish is over here. Maisa, we saw from the beginning, any shini kodu of the Gemara, maisa to be mekel. And therefore, the Moses. Right against him, it was just two examples, shum and betzal. Don't say chirif, it's more than shy saying double chirif. It says shum and betzal. Hash means shum and betzal. Yerav is, scallions is that betzal yero. Let's say the case over here, even of a radish over here, and therefore there is a time kinyeski to get the case of a radish, and again it says about chrein over here, says, the Gemara says shum and betzal. You follow the Gemara says, well, not more than what the Gemara over here has come on to say over here. Therefore, what both of the mice also says, he said over here, is not a case of a radish. We'll only get to maybe other things. But what it says, yeah, more than that, the mice are no. Just in the interesting mission, everyone held this buyer, some of the Shinya tests, he discusses that people would make with Solim the appeal of some type of payments for Shalosh Shuddis. He gets involved with a sugya buyer when he peeled the onions too early. There he says, what do you go do? He says, make sure you peel the onions before Shabbos, and you put them in the chalosh before Shabbos. If you leave the dish over until Shalosh Shuddis. So you have a Mishmur discussing that you should have this, and I'm not sure how much chaymitz is inside. It has a case here of onions that are peeled, that are caught inside of some chaymitz over here for the next day. He's not worried about anything, even though it's a bad design, the sugar here. That's really not a problem.
Shallot.
What?
Shallot. Is that the same as an onion?
Don't know what it is? Who like? Third case of here is an egg, the mice that's peeled, made a clue for that was left overnight. Now, our Gemara has again very clear three cases over here. Gemara has Shum, Batzal, and the Beitza clue for. Besides our Gemara, look at the Beitza, Rebbe has a case of an egg. Rab Rutenberg get it much before, because one had a case of an egg over here. Smack, and we're showing them the bacon of the place, we have a case of an egg. However, they point out, read Rashi in the sugya. Rashi is very interesting. Yimor says, Sh'ova le malaylo, going back on what? A kulakai. Going back to everything. Says Rashi, what's a kulakai? What's he explain? Shum, betzal, umashkin. Says three things. Going back on garlic, on the case of onions, and the mashkin they dilute left overnight. What's missing for Kurashash? Beitza. Egg mice is not there. Maisha Moshe had a true about it. Those would say, maybe, on the egg is not what the Gemara says. Therefore, maybe in Nochat Sirif, Besides number one, we have place don't bring down at all cues, not from Chabad, not from Amor, ready from the Shem, don't bring down, not from Rabbim, not from Rif. Maybe an egg has an extra reason, but maybe it's not the Gemara. Rashi sounds like it's not brought down the Gemara. Sounds that way. Gam Moshe goes further and says, in the same the stickle to get commercial selling, he says, my son, Tashi Rashi did have the Gerasa. No, because no reason why Rashi didn't have the Gerasa. Or he did have it, we're not sure why it's not there. Part of the Nocha, an Indian is from like bringing down, discussing eggs. Maybe eggs has Nocha stuff over the other two cases, and maybe it's not the Gerasa in the Gemara. Building upon that, what's your fit? We're saying over here that the egg is peeled. Now, when you have a hard egg, you have the yellow, the chel main. Then you have the white, the chelboin. The chelboin is white, the cheslam above is milk, the chelboin. And then you have the hard shell on top of it. When it's peeled, what's peeled? The hard klipo or the white, the chelboin? And then you look over the yellow overnight, the bayaz yellow overnight. What's peeled over here? It says the same me iris naim, means what's peeled is the chelboin. That's a hard shell. It means the chelboin is off, it left the yellow. So we had Chanef, let's go this way. And therefore it comes out, numerous cases that everyone's discussing a peeled egg over here is a problem. We're talking about peeled on the hard klipa, the hard shell. Who peels the white to take off the chelboin and be left with the chelboin over there? Maisa, the simple understanding based upon all the faces I have over here, everyone in the sugi over here, everyone says, well, it means the hard klipa over here. That's a pashtus. That's Pasha. Even it was from saying, not the way the Chodeshani, Abi Omer, Pasha Ani, they say, no, Pasha means over here the hard shell. But again, the Chodesh will make a serif that, number one, the whole sugya maybe is not brought down by the Rishon and Paiskin. Number two, maybe base is not brought down. Number three, you have no clip we're discussing over here. Again, we're making Shlavim over here. Another point over here is that when saying it, the egg is peeled. What Shlav is the egg? We know we have cooked eggs, we have raw eggs. Does it mean you have a raw egg that's peeled to go the clip over here and now you have this yolk, the egg and the yolk? Or does it mean no, it's cooked over here? Or does it mean both? I mean, you have three options. Maybe it's a case that's raw, a case that's cooked, or either one. So come on with Beis Shlomo, he says a loch over here to be marked was only when it's raw. I mentioned before, Beis Shlomo, sheet, when it's cooked, mice, there is no chumrah. They want to take it even in the case of onions and garlic over here. Minchas pasta means you're down the way at the kavachayim, and therefore, we have ribiyak, lam tes malachas. He comes and says, what's the head of having ayin tzibul on Shabbos morning? So, mabaya, maybe before Shabbos, 20 refrigerator. Mice says, it's not a raw egg, it's a cooked egg. And a cooked egg, do bayav sakono. Shalmani, so you do have to realize that's certainly not like the Meir Sinai was before. He says, you have to take off the white. Now, if it's raw, there's no white to really take off, only a pasture. So, no more than a hard egg. Fine, mice, the other kind of dafification here is roti machmer. Asala sheni. The admire, the Ephraim, Priyasod, they come on saying, not the way. The Galoch is dafka when it's cooked. Dafka all the way when it's cooked. And therefore, the Bignan the Chavnish, a person had a cooked egg left overnight. He said, the Galoch is, you cannot throw the garbage, if I can eat it. And therefore, it's brought down in the Ravenu, there was a Maisa that Chaim is his father's stipler about an egg that was raw. Leave it overnight. He said, just cover it, I'll skiloy. The Maisa, next day, make fried eggs out of it, no problem. That means how the lot of duck was cooked, and raw mice is no shiloh. Raw eggs, I mean the whole chumrah over here with these containers, the blue ones, the red ones, but the Chanish doesn't even start, but the moisture doesn't start. Right? So the Kodah Moshe is commercial, but the Chanish mice is the case of the raw eggs over here. And the right that something is hard mice again is a problem here. Again, we're on Wurttemberg. So it's Mordechai. That's case where there's a hard egg, but ice is on top of it. I said a shlishi, numerous farm say, it's either one, raw or cooked over here. What the loch is it only raw, only cooked, or might say both over here? That means if you have to realize to get the eggs, in every case you have so many tzufa already. Maybe the whole sugi is not brought down. Even brought down, maybe not eggs are not brought down. Maybe which people we're discussing over here. Maybe it's tafka raw, maybe it's tafka cooked over here. If you're a chafnish, throw a commercial over here. And to get to egg powder. What's the loch in that case? Again, the Nashik Pali's machmor and garlic powder and onion powder, so what's the head of egg powder? The Muda Bai says the same problem. What's the Maisa, the head over here? Egg powder? So what they do, so that they take in the liquid and they dry it out. Right, exactly. Yeah. Don't make egg powder out of cooking it, then
it doesn't
dry out.
They dry it out with heat.
There, I don't know what they're doing exactly. Maisa, most of the Maisa are Mekel. Either come up to Mekel Number one, it's had a sugya of that what's cooked, now what's raw. That's going to be shlomo. The question is starting to get to egg powder. Number two, egg powder usually is commercial. Number three, those are kind of puff production polikam. Therefore, and even more here, the imam drew it out that was achilah kilzes of the yomer. They become known that the egg powder has better of a heter in the case of the garlic powder or the case of the onion powder here. More of a heter. And most of my son Michael. And when you have these eggs, when you whip it, is there a problem here? Whipping the eggs over here. So again, the vozer shtubachatain is like the egg itself. You have a problem inside the sugya of any beitza. They point out, well, if also gets ruah as mutter, like the beit shlomo, the question doesn't start over here. And difference between the category like avkat of the egg over here. Shiloh. The main thing to get the oil.
You're only whipping the egg white, so if you hold that, then all the history was peeling off the egg white. The egg white was never part of the gzera.
Yeah, that's a chiddush. Mask. That's chiddush. We have enough chiddush, right? Now, the main shalot, the hack among everybody is the onion symbol, the eggs and onions that people have on Shabbos morning. So, Dain Weiss at Shum Nechal Test discussing, you know, people have eggs and onions and liver and oil all mixed together. He says, Bayav Ruachol. And then he says, Maisa, what can I do over here? He says, Echnam, you shouldn't be Machmer and only make it Shabbos. Machmer. Now, he's discussing even a mixture there. You have to know why that's so. Maisa, the Sfam are Be'ikah Mekel, and they come from five, six different reasons. Again, that means the Beis Shlomo discussed it, the Maisa is Mekel, the Chanish says it's Mutter, the Stein says it's Mutter, and the Ein Fisher says Mutter, and the Boaz says Mutter, and the Eilu Maisa, Ribiyat, and the Maisa is from Mekel. Now, they're coming from different reasons. Number one, Beis Shlomo says Mutter, why? Because it's cooked. The egg is cooked. Ribiyat says why it's Mutter, and Sibyl, Maisa, the egg is cooked over here. A second reason why it's Mutter, the Chanish says why it is a mixture. That's just a mixture. A mixture of what? There are four different ways of saying over what the mixture is. Some say what the mixture is, the Beis Shlomo says it's Taruvah with Chaimitz. The way the Dine Fisher has a mixture with onions, I mean, it's got before, and onions and egg, they count out each other, not. Dine Fisher and Maisa, yes, it knocks out each other. A third thing, Ribiyah says, is a mixture of Shemin and Melech, salt and oil. The way the title says is a mixture with onions in the case of Shemin. Fine, Maisa, we have a mixture. A Nochem is what he makes, Ribiyah Safarim says, when he goes to his Mahalach, that covered one does not work by where? By onions and garlic. By eggs, Maisa does work. So over here, what happened? Put the refrigerator, it's covered, no problem over here. There are those one time though. Yeah, David, he says it's cooked and it's clean between clear over here. That's his heter. The those one time that in the klipa has the chalmoin mixed inside over here, and I take away the white part over here, right? What clip it's causing? Machlokes. Then you have the white rice is still mixed inside over here. But by force, and Berkus seems to also be inside this way, was crushed, it's not the chazal assert. That's a white by colic. Yeah, it's not. My first in Chicago says, mice is crushed. The crushed eggs, mice not a problem. So mice said, we have five, six different reasons why it's Mekel, because when Amos Mekel, I'll come with those on Machmer. Now, there is always a mavucha of what to go do if you want to be Machmer. That means we learn the sugyo on Shabbos, making eggs and onions over there. We point out you lead to 10 to 12 different shells, malocha, the rice and the bones. We can allow Ibrahim to have a sugyo of boyer when you take off the peel over there. Shalom Sugya of Losh, we're mixing it together over there. Shalom Teichen over there. Shalom Muxas, Shalom Meichli. Mamish, question after question. Find some people to live the Rebbe's door at the Siddur, right? They do the fork upside down. What do they do exactly? Maybe their hands. Each one has mouth doing it at the table. Maisa the Elam, more, as I see. I learned the word more about that, bro. But Maisa the Elam, more, Maisa the Ereshab, is the seventh part of what says if you have your exiles. Now, this will get us that kono. Now, are you telling me the Haim no did that way? They pointed at the Haim, Avada, Arayed, Mishu, Grubbing, Zanzi, Mishu, Tess, eggs without a refrigerator, leave over to the next day, doesn't taste good. And therefore, you have a head to tell us to give Losh and has a bad smell to it, a bad taste to it. Today, without refrigerators, unless you're unless you're a didactic about food over here, you cannot really tell much of the difference over here. And therefore, if not, you should really do it before Shabbos, unless again, you have a Messiah, Mamash, you have a Baya overnight. Otherwise, the fact that Haim did not do it that way because they didn't really have the option. But Maisa, we have the option. Make before Shabbos. Not come up with all these similar get a Shabbos, not Losh, not Teichin, not Boyer, all these similar Shabbos, make before Shabbos. Yes. Don't lock me down, everyone. Chanish says no problem. Don't lock me down, Chanish says no problem, I'll skill it. I've been learning to examine most Pesachim Maisa of Mekel. At least the first now, after you got Dorm Lachter. Now, they do discuss You get a children, yeah, the egg inside. So the Rif Yehuda wants a tiny if it's peeled and a bayah left overnight. As far as you know, the Metzias is usually it's not peeled. That's why I have my house not peeled over there. And also, even if it is peeled, I don't know why it's not nichel to get out of a tafshel here. It tastes mamish egg and children all together there. I'm not sure why it should not be even more to even if it is a case that's peeled over there. The Chodeshah discusses a chavita, a fried egg. He wants a tiny little mysis, mix of shemen inside, no bayah mitzvah to give ruach ra, so mysis and mekel. Now, if that's so, you get involved with our frying pans that have special.
Teflon.
They have no shemen inside. Mysis you have overnight. You have to know if there is a heter, because he's being mekel. Why? Because everyone knows, butter there, shumel there, shemen there. Mysis, if you don't do it that way, yechamim is a good question. If you want, the Gildan of Yishma Moshe in Parsha Bahar, Tavshin Ayin Zayin, discussing on the challah, the guy shmir on the challah, a glaze of eggs. So he went around to all the Gdolim, what the lock in the gate to the challah that left overnight. So just one of them, Shmai Gross, he has 10 reasons why to mark the challahs. One of the 10 reasons are Ayin. But that is, I'm kind of first case over here, 55 minutes, of the Sivyon of the Chayyip and Nashi W. Roshay. Next case, mashkin that is diluted over here, that left overnight. So again, we have a brayse of Shimon Benichoy over here that says there are five things left overnight. And back here, it's a mission over here, and there it's wrap up. I could open down this case over here, the mashkin that's diluted by Yav Sakona. Again, it's brought down by a certain Rishonim. It's a Rebbe and his brayses over there, the Kolboy, the Rosh brings it down over here. And therefore, the basis does bring it down in the Kuf Pei Beis. Brings down the Rosh and Nisham over there. The words of the Chavetz Chaim again, again, it's not part of the Rambam. The Vadei Tzorach Lizor Behem. A Vadei, be very careful about that, the place can do bring it down. And the question now first is, when it says the Mashkin that is diluted overnight, what does it get of overnight? Like you mentioned before, by eggs on the garlic, is overnight the beginning night, end of night, or the whole entire night? Same shallow here, same question. That means the Riyatza wants time, that means the whole entire night. The Shema Or went that way. Others of the can argue the point, it's not the end of the night, each one onto its own. This more discusses what Kli was discussing. It was left over in the Kli overnight. What Kli was discussing? So, more brings down from Huda Mashmol and from Yechanan, the number one is the Kli Mateches, it's the metal Kli, you certainly have a problem. That means, for example, the Riyatza says you have a Becher, silver Becher. Becher, silver is a Mateches, it's metalware. This is what type of metalware we're discussing. Then we said the Vladi, you have any Mashka Delud left over your Becher. The next morning, give a bayah, our sugar. Ruach or mischayev benafshei don beroishrei. Now the Gemara is very clear. Goes on saying another case of Yechinon and Rapapa said a case of clean netter. Clean netter, everyone knows, is white earth. Maze loy debediok. Especially once you have the Orchel Shulchan that says clean cheres is mutter. So if clean cheres is not a problem, and clean netter is a problem, please tell me what is clean netter or clean cheres is. But otherwise, clean netter v'adamu umachnapan. Not sure if it's even practical bismanaze. Negatos. Maestas Ramah saying negated Chris Huchis. Gamda is Avud Avraham says a problem. Pasha is not a problem here. Maybe it's a place to say for Avud Avraham. And clean plastic also not a problem. Now, if wasn't true in the Chelaches and he discusses why is the Olam not careful about the Salah here? Why not so? We're not worried about Mashka that was diluted on the left overnight. He says, yes, true, it's not brought down by Nibs Rishonim. However, the Shulchan Aruch Maestas brings it down and the Dakar Shuba Maestas brings it down. Tzarchi and Godel. Al Magi Tali. Kimadosh Barabam, Shem Sayyid Hashem, Ulai. He says, I'll tell you, Sayyid, mentioned beforehand, Abba Kabbalah, from the Chaznish, anything that's a Shina Koldu from the Gemara, Eshlachal. That's the Kabbalah we mentioned beforehand. Anything that's a drop of a difference to what the Gemara says, the Maisat's Mutter. And then he goes on further and says, Ki do in those days when it said metal, it was a pure clay that was metal there. And Echanami, people know that some poison will come out from metal, that means lead will come out from metal, and everyone knows lead usually is a problem. Today, our things are sichtuk betufa, it's glazed. It will have a polish or shine to it or something on top of it. Minuscule thing over there, mice, something is there. What's it? Not exactly what the Gemara says over here, Ashini Kaldu, it's not pure Kli Schuchet, Kli Cheres over here. Not pure Kli Cheres, Kli Matex over here. Has some shine to it, some glaze to it. Mice, and that's why we do not seem to have to worry about this in over here. So far, so we have a Lisa Limus Kos, a reason why the Eilid is not medactic upon it. Now, if you want to be medactic, or you want to argue the point, you say maybe you do have a Kli over here that's Matex, that does not glaze over here. What's together? First, let's say you have a case where the Kli is covered, Mechusa. The Chavetz Chaim writes, the Gemara is not Mechalik, There's no heter. Kavod is not a heter. If so, what is mashkin mezukin? What's mashkin that's diluted? So the chubas aliyah, Rishon says, it means for wine. Wine that's diluted, has water inside, that's together. Now if it's wine with water inside, kamul ligraz, it says, achidish otzum, in parentheses, tel kashmir sgof and nefesh stiv zayin. If wine with that diluted water inside is a bayah sakono, certainly water itself is a bayah. A water left overnight in the klima teches, the mice and bayah sakono, were down in the dakachuba, osim the semen. Shemin Ora says the problem of water itself is a problem. That means wine that's diluted, all water. The others say, when you get it from Machshavos Be'etza, or Chazchayim, Shmer Hashem, Devi Yatzitz, Liyad, Devi Yomer, they say the word Devi Yomer, Puchazi, anyone worry about water left overnight over here? My son, where's the Chaim Kineski? He has, Loin Log, Lahakm, like this, like the grass. We're not knowing like the grass. So we have two sides. The grass, my son, is Machman, all water. And Chaim says, my son, it's not the Minik. On its side, to be Machmer. On its side. Obvious question is, a soda can. A soda can has water inside and other ingredients inside. Is there a bayah for a soda can? So the Machshavos Be'etza, in the Tshuva Sefer, Yodeh Siman Hei, the Graz that he wants to make on water, because even according to the Graz, it's only to be Machmer when there's by itself water, or something mixed inside to rejoice, there's no problem. That's Aleph. If so, we get involved with the urns. How can you have an urn that has metal, have water inside, according to the Graz, the Bayah of the concept of being left overnight? So on that, Machshavos Be'etza says, even the Graz, only when it's cold water, it's Mevushal, also not a problem over here. What's then you get involved with? What about your pipes? Pipes are metal, and there's water inside. And there's no glaze on your pipes. No glaze. So you won't have a vase of eights over there. Or your boiler, right? Let's say you only had cold water, even boiler, it comes from over there. It's a, what's the heter? What's the eights of? That comes with the tzitzliya that says, ignore is very clear, it says it has to be an iser and a kli. These things in Maisa are not nichel in the category of a kelim over here. The mechubel a karko. Whether it's so not to make a difference with chubla karka, to not make a kli, and then there's no problem to get into your pipes or your boil over here. The interesting question, practically, Ms. Manazer, I checked my cabinet. I have a pachit of wine that's a partenua moscato. Right now, the seller goes to over here, the wine store here. Maybe this one's maybe too fancy. The other wine store, maybe a share over there. And over there, they have these cans, moscato wine, and cans. Now, that is Pashas, what it says not to go do. It's called our signal, Mashka, that's wine inside. What is the heter here? So again, so number one, Rishalov is not going to have Nubimish, Rishalov, Machoinim. That's why it's kind of said, Vadi Lizar. Dibi Yatzar, the Chiddush, you want to tell it, it's not negated to our wines. Our wines not as strong as Chazal. Chazal only asks their wines, not our wines. Chiddush by the Dibi Yatzar, Shmir's Gulf and Nefeshes, Loy Vashi, where do you get that from? Where do you get that from? Fine, that's the second. Third is, the cans are aluminum. Is aluminum matechas? We'll get to the sugya. A tefillah's can, a big mavucha among the achrinim, is aluminum matechas or not? You have chiyuv tefillah or not? A moisha, a chesitzchos, and others, not that simple. It's not lavda to matechas. Yesh kol yishlayim. Void, mavoz is heter, that's glazed, six of mitzupo. So it really has something there on top of it. So, when we asked all you, the OU said, mice of the Bartanu is not diluted with wine inside. Has no wine. It's the OU wrote, Bartanu is not diluted with water. Well, not diluted with water, right? Not diluted with water inside. So fine, it's a whole question on the side over here. Now, to me that was a Kiddush, but it has no water inside it. Has no water inside it.
Fine.
No. Don't see the such thing. Fine, the third case thing more. Someone who sleeps in the basic forest, the Gemara goes further and says, what's going to happen is be dangerous to him. But we have someone sleeping in the basic forest overnight is a problem. Now again, it's not put down B'nu Shishayim and Paiskim. However, at the end of the day, the word of the Chavetz Chaim is Vadi L'Zov is there, and therefore it is brought down on the similar way about the Bichodosh, the Graz, the Shlo, or Chashuch L'Maisa Weyam Achmar. Now, practically, I don't really know anyone really who sleeps in the basic forest. However, they do point out that they get to Kivrei Tzadikim. That means, where do people usually go? They go to Meron, and they do it by where? By Pshim Vayichoy. As you mentioned before, the Dibbe Yatzev, Pshim Vayichoy, these things, the Cholopoch is a lag bo'imer to be makbid upon it. Right? Because that's Yom Milulo. The Yatzev, the Cholopoch is Rosh Domoch. So what do people do? They go to the Meron, they go to the cave of Pshim Vayichoy, and some of them go fall asleep there. They go to sleep there. That's you ahead to be Kivrei Tzadikim. So, I'm not clear. So I'm not. You can argue the point. I still think it's nechal. Can the coin go there? So I don't think I found the sefer Shaiat Sin, the Chelav Beis Mechokes is crossing Moras Machpelo and Kever Rachel and Meir Balnes, all these places over there, and some of them do have other information over there around there. What is the heter? And he might end the day with Taina. Not because really answer good. The Loch in the Chasam Shoyf and Shuvo says a sleep in the basic forest. What says in your day is Shin Samaches, the Issa of Kalas Roish. Sleeping is Nichol Gedek Kalas Roish. He's also sleeping in Chasam Shoyf, also Gomer. So he gets involved with Taina. All these places, including the Kever Ashbi, says also the sleeper. Now he's kind of coming from a different sugya over there. But again, it's an interesting shell over here. How to find the Gedek Kiver Tzadikim? So the question in general, more the Brisa says to sleep there. That's the Isser. And why? The question when more says this is the reason. That's later on, but that's not what the Brisa says. The Brisa says just sleeping there. And then when the Shlomo they bring it down, they bring down the words of the grass. You can't sleep in the basic chorus. There's a Shlomo kissing the basic chorus. It's like Eichel Shimon Erev Shabbos, right? We eat it. Why is this reason? Why the reason apply? Don't apply. You should love it. But my son, don't sleep in the basic chorus. What?
You have to copy the
census. Yeah, Rashbi, Abada.
Yeah.
Abada, maybe.
That's
a great question. Yeah, have it down there. I don't know what that's down there. What's that down there? It's like the Rosh. Mamash like the Rosh. You're right. Mamash like the Rosh.
What about
Hazesim?
The whole
human Hazesim? They're not sleeping there. They're not there.
The house is not Hazesim.
It's just what
they
have
to sleep. The house is an Hazesim. They live there.
Great. Good question.
Oh, so that's a problem.
Okay. So maybe it's just with the Atzmei. Maybe. The fourth case in the Gemara is what I is a really similar kind of Rei Samach on my Mokum sheet. I'm curious. I said to learn the Alokas from Rei Samach or Chaim in the Shabbos. You look over there in the Gate Sekunda to Tziporim. On the page over there, there are four separate Sekundas on the page of Rei Samach. Four different ones. One of them happens to be when he cuts them and throws them to Shusrab. So the kids are the first of the three. Number one, it says over there by the Ramah, brings down, from Rav Mishon, Rav Savitri, and others, they should not cut your nails in order. Mr. Kisader, Agam is a Taz, the big Dapi, the Rizal, to Mekel, and they saw the Mekel, all the Ashkans, the Maisa Machbar, Ravah, Mishbu, Al Rabah, Miz Kantam Yisura, we do not cut them in order. The way the Ramah says, what does that mean? He says, it's not with your left hand. That's very simple. It's not over here, that's all you have to remember. Then you just skip. Here, 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 here. Then when you go from here, what's skipping? This one. Very simple. Here, here, then here, here, here. Very simple. Just remember, Dalit, the fourth finger, then you just skip.
Why left hand?
Why? Are you 40? You're 40 years old? You can't explain to you yet. No, for sure. But, why the Mesa is brought down by the friend of why the Dakamoshi says, why if you do not do it that way, is where the Kosher Shikha, Kosher Litva Bonim, and Kosher Lanius. None of them are good. So that all three together. Now, it explains why Kosher Shikha, if you do them two in order, Kosher Shikha, you start to end with the Amo, that's Kosher Litva Bonim, and explains why it's Kosher Lanius, for another reason. We have three problems of why not doing Kisidrum. Now, so the other night we consider them, again, the way how the Ramah brings down, the Shadah had to go do it. Machalis Mulu, Shadah, Paiskim Mulu, the Ramah, the Ramah is very simple. You start over here, and then you just skip to everyone. Like here, 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 and then we get here, next with this. That's just the order, very simple. Now, they do point out this Aloha, Mikkah, so what kind of dock in your hands, on your feet, Paiskim Mikkah, or Mikkah over here. That's the first thing that's brought down over there. The second thing that's brought down on the page over there, Mahavam, Mishabruah, is the base Lisif, and Maki Masharim. He says you should not cut your fingers and toes on the same day. Why should I cut the fingers and toes on the same day? Like Moshom says, very simple. The Pasuk Torah says, "Loisach Moshom Badisho." That's why. Yeah. So, Ayin Shom. Meister Mishmur down that you should cut through this in over here. And if it's at the correcting negate, your fingers and toes not on the same day, your fingers should be done on Friday, and your toes should be done on Thursday. Ayin, that's going back on Shabbos, Kash, or and Chassidim. But nice at the end of the day, Mishmur is very clear, the Nocha, the correct and Hoga. What? So that's a lot of questions, but for kids, it means Thursday and Friday. No, not secure Friday nights, you can't do that. Now, the kids are going to the mikvah, but mokka mitzvah, or let's say going for sure, so you know, everyone goes to the mikvah, tire the bailos, the material there. So then mokka mitzvah means the person can be mikvah doing it to the place on the same day. The third thing is brought down over there on Reis Samach, is what we mentioned the first day of Chabura, the Zman started a day early, was the sugya of Niger to the Sfiras Omer, and it came up, the halacha of not cutting your hair or your nails on Rosh Chodesh. Midachosid, that's Savot, the Eidom over there, the Peschachul over here being down, the Mavuch among the Achayinim, is Savot, Midachosid, Niger to Daka, this Einachok, his descendants, or Midachosid, Niger to everybody. That's our Peschachul we're being down, the Nebu that says only Niger to his descendants, if it's not Niger to everyone. Chavetz Chaim, being down, he says, Yesh, Mekhainis, and Medakdek, even there, Shabbos, not to cut the nails, not to cut the hair, the Maisa, inside the Midachosid, you know, Sagal, Sakon over here, on the case of Rosh Chodesh over here. Now, do we follow this Bihuda Chos or not? So the Olim, if they can, they shall be Machber, and the Getu, what happened to Getu, every Rosh Chodesh year came out on Shabbos, what he'll do, a lot of people took a haircut on Erev Shabbos, and someone say that's with the Bihuda Chos, someone say it's not Bihuda Chos, that we spoke out then a couple weeks ago. Fourth thing over there, very Samach, the guest called is hours ago. Gemara needed after Yizayin. Gemara brings down again that someone who has these five things, Mishaya ben Nafshi dov v'roishoy, cut your nails and throw them to the street. Why? The Gemara says why. The issue is Muberes, she'll pass over them, and she'll be closer to be Mapo. The Mishi daf might not Muberes, Mechak Yevsky says, no, it means it'll affect her eventually, another time, not Dafka now, it means every issue should not pass over the case of nails over here. The Gemara goes on explaining maybe that Dafka cut with a scissor, you cut with your mouth, not a problem. Maybe you cut dafka your hands and your feet on the same day, but maybe on different days it's not a problem. The halacha is that maybe if you do not cut something else afterwards, you cut something else afterwards is not a problem. And all three of the Gemara says, "Valoihi, kula mosa kashina." But always, whether it's the same day, not the same day, whether a scissor or hands, always a problem. Always coming to be machmer. Well, as Mamshach had said, therefore, what correct thing to go do? If you're a chosid, you burn it. If you're a tzaddik, you bury it. And if you're a rosher, you throw it. Now, there's a Gemara more cotton, on Davi Yilchesom, and Aleph, Exander of Yechon, on Chal Moed, he had his nails, he bit them with his mouth, and he threw them. So the Gemara, Shemam Lekhlos, three things over here. Number one, you learn to bite your nails on Chal Moed. Number two, you see, biting nails is not moist. People say, it's moist, not moist. That's cool, that's Gemara. If you want to go do it, that's what I'm saying, maybe do it on Shabbos, if I have raises. But biting nails is moist, is not moist. We're talking about the Mishnah Berurah. To throw it, I think Mora, how can you go through it? You said you'll have to throw it. Shmuel, you'll have to throw it. How can you go through it? Mora says, Zark is a Rosh. Why? So Gemara, cause over here, it's Beim Midrash Lishchicha. Since it's a base Midrash, men are there, women are there, it's not a problem. I, for Gemara, you sweep it out to the street over there, and women are in the street, whether you want them there or not. What's the heter? Gemara says, why? Kivin de Shtani Yishtani. Once it changes, Mokum, there's no problem over here. Adkan. The local Meister, first of all, again, it's not brought down, not by the Rambam, not by the Torah, not by the Mechaber, not the Ramo. Rishai Pick, he says, you don't understand. The Ramo, he had raised Samach, is bringing down the idea of Shloi Kisidro. And it's not a Gemara, not Chazal, we can't find out where it's coming from, some Rishainim, and then it does bring down. And something that's a black white Gemara, side Gemara, more cotton, side Gemara over here, Nido, and then he left out. Pilot boy, Kasher, or Meister is brought down this by the Rif and the Rosh. And again, the loch and the way cleans the Murray Samach, the Mishmur, Bogavon, the place where do bring it down. We are very medactic from the loch that someone cuts your nails, not throw it to the street over here. Why? Again, the Murray says they're causing an issue to be Mapo. Why is that causing an issue to be Mapo? Says the Prim Godem, the Rabbah, the Matam Moshe, the Beritim. Why? Because they bring a period of loss of Perkin Dalit, that when Odomishan was created with Chavo, they had nails were not just at the end of their fingers and toes, nails covered the whole entire body. It's a wonderful protection, it's strong, protects you from fire, it's a wonderful protection. Came along beside the chait, what happened, the nails left the whole entire body, and went only to the ends of the finger and the toes and stayed there. Therefore, because this region, if an Isha walks over it, it's coming to remind that she caused the chait, one region, and we lost this special protection, therefore she can get a punishment for that, because we mapple. That's your side. Now, The mission over here, the more very clear, we have a heter akiv nishtani yishtani. Once it changes place, the maaseh it helps. What does it mean it changes its place? So does it mean, follow here, you try to get to the toilet, and it falls on the side, you sweep it a little bit, move to this place, or does it mean you have to get out of the room, has to leave the room? Mishmul maaseh brings down two sides over here. The Prishna Chidah says, look at the move from its place, maaseh ishtani ishtani. Atzal Hasheni, the Rabbah says, no, the loch over here has to be left the room. In the same room, that's called its place. Ishtani means outside. In the case of the Gemara, it's crossing from the base manager to outside the street, a Shiloh. They do ask the question, why bury it for? Just sweep it outside. Sweep it. Why bury it for? What's it? Ishtani, ishtani. Says the Pichodesh Master Shekel brings down, because the whole loch of ishtani, ishtani is only when you do not plan to move it. It fell over here. Fine, after you move, you sweep out anything from the base medrash, that's beside you. You have das to move it, fine, that's now its place. The second place, you plan to move it, did not lose its place, the other place now is its place. The ishtani only works when that's not your das over here. Now, the more gives you an eksel, again, tells you what you'll do, very clear. If you're surfing, you're chosen, the carbon, you're tzaddik. Why is one chosen the one at tzaddik? So Rashi explains when you burn it, it's totally gone. Mashkin, when you bury it, yes, it's not here, it can somehow be uncovered. Therefore, lead back to the case of Sukkot over here. So the Shalom that Chorin discussed, can you throw it into the sink, can you throw it into the base, like you say, the Sheretim, is that enough? Maisa, Avadu, not going to be a case of Zarkul Shiram, or Russia. Maisa, is that the Seder? So the priest should bring down, throwing into the base of Merchatz, it's not a problem. The Ben Shchai is throwing into the base of Kisei, not a problem. The Ben Shchai base of Kisei means the one that goes to hold stays in the bottom. Maisa is saying the Seder. And afterwards, the base of Kisei tonight that we flush, Gentai Fisher, Scheinberg, but Vosner, Shmir Shabbos, Chaim, Shmuel, all say no problem. Avada, that Hogan, the Jewish people do, they cut the nails over the toilet bowl. Again, also there are clippers that have a special protection in case over here, you can go by anywhere, very sharp. The mice have to save your nails, not be in the Sakhano. The question is, we all want to be Hasidim, not just Tzadikim. The Shaila is, what L'chor are we when we cut it inside the toilet bowl? We put in the Sheraton, basically saying, the case of a tzaddik, why? Because it's kvura, it cannot be undone. The case of a chosid, the surface is gone, totally gone over here. So the kvura, the case over here, is what are you doing? When it comes to the Beis HaKisei, nichol the category of kvura. That's just kvura over here. If so, the shell is, what is better to do? If we have an option of sreifa or Beis HaKisei, which one is better? Think about it, cheshmen shabbat, to make it gone. For burning it, might be better. Therefore, the Svam Bizmanenu, the Esther Stifler, the Vayeshua, the Tal Chokhmah, the Avatzin, and others of Bosa say, the Chua, the Harya Dagger, is to go burn it. For the Shavi, Agam, or Shabbos says no. Once in the garbage, the Sherkim is gone, the Velskin is gone, the Svar Chitzan seems to be, the Loch is a bet over here to go burn it, then put the base of Kisei. However, the question like this, you have a choice over here to either put the base of Kisei or to save it and burn it with Chometz, or save it with Lag Ba'imir. We'll save it when the kids are bored over here to burn something. No, is it a point to save it over here? Or put on the magic shelf over there and that take care of itself. Each one to itself. Is there a slate over here to maybe you lose out the mitzvah when you save it? Once you have you get saved, not burn it right away, and you come to say, what's the problem? I'll lead to an idea over here that being uncovered, and people will step upon it. So you have a choice to base a kisei or to save it and burn it, then those who are mathmen say no. Burn it, said the Tzavu Chochman, the Vayishu, and the Chodeshani, but the Friday, the Shabbos, no. Then the little Echnami from the Beis HaKisei. We got to get rid of it now, then save it, and then burn it later on. Hagam is brought down the Chanish, his house, Maisi, he saved it. Could be in the Chanish's house, no one touched anything unless he said something. In my house, leave things around, the magic shelf always catches everything. Maisi, it's very dangerous. No. Most people's houses, the eight is Beis HaKisei. That's the correct amount I'm going to go do over here. The same is not the correct amount. Chanish, my seed did that because Echnami. Him, maybe in his house, it was feasible to control what's going on in the old house. Kanzai. Take two cases. What is this? Something called a manicure?
Manicure.
Burn it right away? Oh, you could, yeah. Why did you can, yeah? But you have to know how much your tear is. You want to. Yeah. Right, can, yeah. That means you're making lock boy anyway, so that night you cut your nails, that's comedy. Okay. Now, when you go to these salons, I think, and the stores over here that have manicures over here, so you walk in and the nails all over the place. And the question is, what the heck there for Nashim will only go before chastas or go every week, whatever it is. Can they go to these stores over here and get these manicures the Bayam Tasugim's Akhova. So the Rebbe has a fragment of Tshuva trying to defend the Limas Chos, and the Chassi Shuva discussed it. The Bodhis ahead to getting a manicure. They get involved with Chutz Laretz, not in this country, where who's giving the manicure? It's usually some Chinese person or something. So when a guy cuts nails and they throw on the floor an ancient Lichus Ladakri, maybe there's no sugya of Ruach Ra when the guy does it. Okay, maybe not, I don't know. But Lysa.
Would that be the same thing for the order?
If a guy cuts your nails?
Yeah.
You cut and will his children die? Well, he'll be cautious of him. It's nice and interesting. The question is, do you have to cut your kids' nails? Do you have to cut your kids' strike a scissor? So we won't discuss that question. Mr. Bashabas, if you're smart. Okay. The manicure of the mice is very shred. The best advice at the end of the day, you want to go get a manicure, make sure to strip everything. Strip it away. Don't step on these nails over here. The second question is, when you file these nails, there's filing, right, as they tell me, to shave it down. There's filing, the word of Gemara is noitel tzipranayim. You cut the nails. When you file it, what is that exactly? So the Eish L'Avam Chacha says, that's not noitel. Not nichel gets the kondel. She called the Gemara, says, Chaim no brings down that way, Shem Gechem no brings down that way. The one time the Issa Dafkan cutting that filing, Kamo Chaim wants to argue. So again, manicures, any girl who goes to a manicure store, they should tell them to sweep away the nails. You should. They leave, sweep again. No one will go under the feet, sweep over there.
What about someone else's nails?
Same thing, everyone's nails, not after her nails.
Before you walk in.
All nails.
Nails like guys' nails?
Oh, so guys' nails is a good question. Pasha's nails.
It's
going to
remind her. Why? What's the difference?
If
the
reason
that
I'm going
is
going to
remind
her,
because I
can't. Maybe it's
Ulay.
Is it embarrassed worse?
No, nails that are from a guy.
I don't know how these things work. If you're not 40, so we'll get into this. Now, just two more things to get to nails that are swarming down. Again, we had four cases we mentioned in Samurai Samach. Over here, discussing any nails that are being cut or thrown on the floor, the baya of your arusha. The special look at Simu Kutz and Ches Sif Yud Ches. There's a bach over there, in Hilchas Nida, the Bigzad of Rakayach, there's a mashal there, we're talking about the Siddhatayra, the Daikachuva, the one by the Shulchan, the Bigzad, a special Indian that a nails of a Nida, myself, anyone steps upon them, is Loikalem Shchit. They get these blotches in the face, it's dangerous over here. That means a Nida, before they go to the mikvah, her nails has a special tumor to it. Special koicha tumor to it. And therefore, what? Yeah, anyone. No one can step on them. 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 Not the miyuchin in Noshim. So the miyuchin, nobody, then the isha, neither her, she has a tumor upon it. What am I name is for? No, that's it. But Sabachokma, what am I shmizkim ha-nefesh? The Gemara said of Kivin, Ishtani, is not said over here. And you gotta get rid of them. Get rid of the mamish. Now, the mice, mamish can get rid of them. That's a fifth time it's going to negate nails. A sixth thing negate nails. The Zoya passage, Pinchas, Dr. Achimais. There's a special din that Noshim have to cut the nails and some to hear before they go to the mikvah. Over there, it's brought down. He's from Noshim, the words of the Kaf Yosha, according to the Zoya. There's 1,450 minichit sainim that goes to the tziporim or the isha before she goes to the mikvah. 1,459 types of klippas. And therefore, Akein Tziva Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a commandment over here to go cut your nails before you go to the mikvah. These nails over here, again, brought up on this farm, are very dangerous. Sakono. I mean, besides when she needed one level of sakono, another Indian's nail, which she cut before she goes to the mikvah, is extremely dangerous over here. Very, very dangerous. Now, that's kind of what she was to go for Nefesh. There's no head to walk, so she didn't make over here. Fine. So, my son, again, besides the four in Reish Samach, you have two more. That means the Reish Samach is causing all nails with colliers. There's one similar to Nido, another one similar to the gate of the issue before she goes to the mikvah.
You get there, but these are women don't go.
Well, they're going to the shul.
It's better if you have a study in your house.
I wish I could go to my study.
Some sense, what's together?
Together, if you're locked up in jail, they won't come to visit you. Nothing personal. Now the Maestro is brought down, the Zobashi Bidan, the Maestro of Chavetz Chaim, that he was very medactic when the nail fell inside the mikvah of the Noshim. They tried to go find it, they couldn't find it. So he paid them to clean up all, take out all the water, go find the nail, Maestro get rid of it. And he's, the Zobashi is bringing down, so the Sugil being Zarek to Shusarabim. Could be being medactic because that was the nail in the Isha when she went, before it went, before the mikvah. There's also a lot of people over there. In those days, to put water back in the mikvah was not that simple. They're all bringing down the Maestro of Chavetz Chaim, I'm sure not. don't know. But my son, Zom Shim Yigzal, that again, he writes in Toshi Ledes and other places also, that Chometz Chaim took out all the water for the mikvah to find that one nail that was in the bottom of there. The fifth sugi by us is the sugi of Akozes Dam. Now it's interesting, we have five cases over here. Four of them are not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, nowhere. This one is Akozes Dam and being Mishamish is brought down. Everyone knows it's a Rish Man, we all know Rish Man, Nar Chaim, Rish Man in Yerdeo. No one learns Alokhaz El Nigeh to keep it away. But the Rish Man in Nar Chaim in Sivta Zvovo, they have brought down this Alokha to Mishamish. After, because Dam is very dangerous. That's the one that is brought down. That's the one. Now, once discussing a Kozes Dam, trying to make it practical, it goes about different cases in the Gerd to Kozes Dam. That means, first, the Gerd to what it says over here, Mosham Mitosoi, there is a Zivchei Tzedek Matayna today, we're not looking for it, but my sister brought down on the Mechaber, where's Mechaber that whole entire day after Kozes Dam, my sister's problem. There is the Yavis, a day or two is a problem. Makes a person weak. Now, the main question to get to all sugya causes now, every type of sugya, is we don't do bloodletting today. What we do is we donate blood, or we check our blood. Are that nichel the category of causes now? Causes now means take blood out of your body. Is there a baya of when you donate blood, not that tashmish? And also checking down. So, as far as I see the gate of causes now per se, the safer by Rabbi Silver, looks to be Rabbi Smedish, you say the bites of Kudushosoi. If you can get over there, that negate when they get to donating dam, it's not a kozel. It's not a kozel mamash. If you donate dam, it's not tashmish with your wife. That day or two. Not. I say everyone knows after you donate the dam, they tell you first lie over there on the chair 10-20 minutes. I watch my friend get up and then collapse on the floor. My so. And they tell you, they say to me, back here for the next hour or two, you are very weak. They give you food over there. And they're, at least in America, they give you a lot of food over there. But we have no kozel. And my so, they're very nice to you. And my so, you are very weak. Every doctor, I think, will tell you, right, when you donate down, you eat. So if we're based upon this, the sword this will get him a cousin's down. The getter, the deacon's down, this safety, you say the vice, you show such a sword again. Each line, not clear. Take other cases over here.
Only for the ish or the ishos?
It sounds like the getter, whoever's donated down. Anyone, I mean, the ish is donating down the same thing. Now, take another case, the Gerd to us, is that Shavuos is coming up, and there's more on Shabbos than Afkuk of Tess. The Gemara brings down on Erev Yontif, person should not do our causes down. And it says, really, why? Because the main Yontif is Shavuos, Erev Shavuos is Nif Sakono, and the Gemara said, it goes to all Yontifim up to Erev Shavuos. Erev Shavuos, what's the Sakono of Erev Yontif? Because in that day of Erev Shavuos, what's going to happen? Nothing but Zikra v'shma Tuach. Because Baruch Hu let a shade that's called a butcher. And therefore, Klai Yisrael is not giving Kabbal the Torah, Tevechel, Besarayel, and Mayo. Because Baruch Hu would have butchered your blood and flesh. Better take the Torah. Good, we said that's the Nishma. Maisa, we had over there on that day of Erish Ruz, a shade that's called a Tuach. And usually, as it's warming down, anything that happened was Malak Torah. When you get to anything that happened, in Klai Yisrael, the Torah is, it's a Shpo upon that day. And this day always has this Koyach HaTumah in the world over there. And therefore, make sure not to our causes on down on that day. And we're going to all Yom Tovim up to this day. As brought down Aloha in our Chaim, Simtos Samaches, by the Ma, Nogu, not to our causes down on any Erev Yontif, Ve'in L'Shanis. The place coming down, the Maisa in L'Shanis, was Erev Yontif, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. The Shalom was for him, what's Rosh Shana, what's Yom Kippur, Shana Rabbah Levad the Machma for. Once you have that, the question now is about donating down, or Bedikas down. The gate to donating dam most of my samachmer do not do it on Erev Shavuos, Erev Pesach, Erev Sukkot. So we are both on Mitzvah Liyazer, Bal Yashiv, Mitzvah Gavriel, Nevin Tzal. The gate to Bedikas dam, the Maisa sees the Maholi Shachal among the swarm. What a look is the gate to Erev Yotiv and Erev Shavuos per se. Mitzvah Liyazer, Chaim, the Maisa is Machmer, Mitzvah Gavriel is Machmer, Yashiv, Nevin Tzal, Maisa Mekel. The swarm say the end of the day, the gate to this end, taking really surgery, is Beikr, Machmer Tzarech, to Mekel accept Erev Shavuos. That's the Iker Sakono. Everything is up to that. So when it's Tzarech or Shasat Chak, all the time of the Seder, Shuos might be very careful about it. Now,
is the Sakono not the
Tzarech? Is the Sakono Shuos in general? You should always be nice and behave yourself.
The surgery, you have to get the surgery for
Sakana.
Yeah.
So
the
Sakana
of
Erev Shavuos
say, no, you have to get the surgery?
No, you have surgery at the doctor, you have to get Erev Shavuos, and then Shermit to the Dead of Erev.
If you have a choice of Av Shuas or Shuas, it's Chemir Sekhat Meisur.
You can do it. Good shot. Take another case to get to close this down. Is that the halacha is brought down in the halacha, the Rechaim Siman Dalet. Well, this brought down that after you do HaKazaz Dab, you have to wash your hands. Don't wash your hands, you should be afraid for 7 days. Brought down by the Mechaber. Brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. Be very afraid. So the halacha is supposed to wash your hands after you do HaKazaz Dab. Again, the Negeah to HaKazaz Dab is not Negeah. Negeah to donating Dab, you have to wash your hands. Again, most of the Maisa are marked by people donating Dab. Maisa, you should wash your hands. Habash Dab, Liyashim, Hashem, Lachayim, Nevatel. Again, those are Mekel, or Yitzchak, Kaf Yosef. You get a blood test over here, same Shiloh, but him might some more people, might some Michael. That means every time you have to realize donating is more Chazaz Dam, and the particular mice is less over here. The last case, Vanagel, we have a sugya in Shabbos and the Kuf Chotas and Gittin of Ayin. The Gemara says there are 5 things that are carved to Misa Yesh Min Achayim. 5 things that are closer to death more than Chayim, it's fit to give a sakana. Number one, if you eat and then you stand up. Number two, if you drink, and then you stand up. Number three, you sleep, and then you stand up. Number four, a case of a causes dam, and then you stand up. Rishamish mitosa, and then you stand up. 5 things again, krav l'misa yisim l'chaim, brought down by on us on the simik of design by the pichodesh, by the arfa shulchan, by the kavach chaim. Some mice to bring it down. So the question is, how do we apply that practically? That makes examples of this form. Brought down a look at simik kuvayin in our chaim by the eli rabba pichodesh brings down. When you eat, don't get up right away. If you eat something, don't get up right away. Therefore, the item brings down Mishmuel Simen Aleph, the first Simen Shachar. Mishmuel brings down the Magavam and the Graz. When you wake up from sleeping, Maisa, do not get up right away. Kach no goyim, right? Pukhazi. Maisa, don't get up right away. Now, the question obviously is, so how long is the snooze? How long do you push the button for? You know, it could go for a long time. Over here. What's his man? So the question is, Ray Shiloh, what the getter is? So the Maisa, clear what the getter is. My real, it's question of Gate Achilo. Again, brought time with the El Rapi, one of the what is the getter? He said the Gate Achilo, he said the Shia is Baruch HaKoyna. That means if you ate past, the Shia is Baruch HaMozak. The Zainus is the main Shalish. Paris, or if it's anything that's shakal, again, it's burned in fascists. That's the shit that's brought down by the Paiskim. Now, does that mean in the middle of eating will only dafka after your Sereya? The word of the Kavachayim, it says, means on Rashi. Rashi words of after your Sereya, that's the share. You eat a little bit and you know the Sereya, you get up. That's Rashi's. Gam some do not bring down away. But Rashi, the Sereya says, once you Sereya, don't get up right away. What's the share? If you're something that's shakal, it's burned in fascists. The shit that broke up right now. Mice negate to the morning. Tachlis. How much? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav and it brings down the Siman Aleph is very simple. The shear is Moida Ani. That's the shear. That's the shear. Now it depends how much kavod you have. I know. How slow you say. But more than that, no. The shear is say the Nusuf and that's it. Now why is it so in the Gate of Food? Is this Nusuf? It's interesting. Again, the exact Nusuf, the amount of time that you need over there. You should know where it's coming from, how to work over here. But at the end of the day, the Gate is Moida Ani and then we get off. It's Gabakari. That is the first halacha in Siman Aleph, right? It's Gabakari, roar like a lion. My father is a sign, he's waking us up with a lion. It make us roar. Rawr! Very hard to sleep if you do that. Make us roar over there. Right, so the first halacha is Gabakari, and the Shvish Hashem like Yisamen. Those are the first two ready, we like to get it. But actually in Maisa, we have the halacha of Shvish Hashem, it's Gabakari in Maisa, and once they move down, we get up. The Negavasa, of course, by the sink, not by your bed, fine, that's Shalom Bayis. But actually in Maisa, at the end of the day, this is what we do, not more than Moida Ani. You got that, Shalom? Quite clear. Shulchan Rav, what time of this form over here? Nice, at the end of the day, we have a sugya here, nothing one sugya over here. Mitzchayim ben Nafshu do Baroishoi, again, yes, not brought down by newest places. For the time, the words are, Vadai, Tzorek, the Zorbe. Avad, yet be very careful of them. Tak, be Zorek, be very careful of them. And we'll discuss them out of that. Tak, be Zorek, the Mekhaim, the Locho. Let's show tomorrow the sugya of Kosh, the Shikho, the sugya of Harius.
What about drinking from the beginning?